The first reading is a reading from the book of Genesis. When Abraham prostrated himself, God spoke to him, "My covenant with you is this. You are to become the father of a host of nations. No longer shall you be called Abram. Your name shall be Abraham, for I am making you the father of a host of nations. I will render you exceedingly fertile. I will make nations of you. Kings shall stem from you. I will maintain my covenant with you and your descendants after you throughout the ages as an everlasting pact, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. I will give you and your descendants after you the land in which you are now standing, the whole land of Canaan, as a permanent possession, and I will be their God." God also said to Abraham, "On your part, you and your descendants after you must keep my covenant throughout the ages, the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. Look to the Lord in his strength. Seek to serve him constantly. Recall the wondrous deeds that he has wrought, his portents and the judgments he has uttered. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. You descendants of Abraham, his servant, sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he, the Lord, is our God. Throughout the earth, his judgments prevail. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. He remembers forever his covenant, and he has made binding for 1,000 generations, which he entered into with Abraham, and by his oath to Isaac. The Lord remembers his covenant forever." My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. And with your spirit, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the Jews, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." So the Jews said to him, "Now we know that you are possessed. Abraham died, as did the prophets, yet you say, whoever keeps my word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died, or the prophets who died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered them, "If I glorify myself, my glory is worth nothing. But it's my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. You do not know him, but I know him. And if I should say that I did not know him, I would be like you, a liar. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" And Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid and went out of the temple area. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So as you can hear, I am in the Pittsburgh airport waiting to fly off to Fort Myers, Florida, via Atlanta to give a talk tonight in Fort Myers and then come back tomorrow. My last talk until after Easter. I am exhausted and I am grateful that God can use me, but also I'm looking very much forward to Easter Sunday. Anyway, today, here is Jesus in the gospel proclaiming to be God. I remember I was driving as a kid with my grandmother, and she says, "You know, I know that Jesus never proclaimed or said he was God." And I go, "Oh no, right here in John chapter 8, he's very, very clear. Before Abraham came to be, I am." So he uses the word I am, which is God's name, and he says, before Abraham existed, I am. So here's Jesus explicitly saying that, first of all, he's always existed. He existed before Abraham existed, and he is God. So pretty strong that he does this. Second, he sits there and says today that I know him and I keep his word. And because Jesus lives in us who follow him, we have to be able to say the same thing. I know him and I keep his word. Again, teaching the church, who made me, God made me. Why did God make me? God made me to know him, love him, and serve him so I can be happy with him forever. So the first question we have to reflect on is, do I really know God? The second question, do I keep his word? A lot of people want Jesus for their Savior, but they don't want Him for their Lord. He cannot be your Savior unless He is your Lord. So do I keep His word, and do I know Him? And if the answer is no, don't go crazy. Just say, Lord, I want to know You, and I want to keep Your word. And He will never say no to that request. So don't despair. Rejoice. May each of you know His love today and forever. Amen.